come, he didn't have a catch after the second half, after the first half, but he never got anything deep. You
know, well, we had him doubled a lot of the night. I mean, we really did. Even when he got caught a couple, he caught him into a lot of attention his way. Other than the touchdowns, the only breakdown we had. But the rest of the night, we put a lot of attention on him.
I don't think they had a completion lower than 17 yards. How encouraging is that? I mean, they've been lighting it up.
Yeah, they have. You know, Eli's playing as well as he's played, and the offense is really working at a high level. And our guys came to play tonight. AK played with great effort and technique. Some penalties hurt us, I think, more than anything. Some penalties got us. But I think third down was better. I don't know the exact stat, but I'm guessing it was.
It's a lot better after the first quarter. Yeah.
It was under 50%.
And Eli didn't complete a pass in the third, I don't think.
Didn't he? Because he was on in early. I know Beckham got, I think, 7 for 7 in that first half.
So they didn't go back to 12, which seems a little weird. It seemed like they were going to use that to go at D'Amico, but then he makes a big play. I mean,
that might have been the key point. That second drive where they were moving again on us. And all of a sudden, D'Amico comes up with that interception. That was a wild play. And D'Amico kind of turned everything for us on that play.
Is he going to be okay? I mean, he never came back.
No, he's okay. I think he's going to be all right. It's similar to, I think it was a Washington game. He had a little bit of a funny feeling in there, so we backed off of him.
How about Najee? I mean, he just got here a couple weeks ago.
Well, we've had Najee for a long time. So Najee knows the system. And Najee was gone for a couple weeks. But Najee's a bright guy, so he steps in great and fills in.
Is there something about this team on here and at night now? This is last year you shut them up.
I don't know.
Only 7 points in two games here, I guess.
Yeah. It must be the black uniforms. I wear them every week.
You were able to get pressure on them on third down today. Two of the sacks.
Yeah.
Third down. Were you sending extra
rushes? No, well, I did early, and the four-man rush started getting there. So I said, guys, you're not making this any fun for us. I like calling the blitzes, but the four-man rush was getting there and disturbing them and allowed us to give extra attention to Beckham, because if you blitz, everybody's one-on-one. Nobody gets help.
Right.
You know, but when you can get the rush with four-man, then we can help other places, and that's what happened tonight.
And they hadn't been given up. I mean, Eli was only sacked a couple times.
Yeah, I think they had two interceptions and four sacks, and I think that's what we had tonight,
exactly.
Didn't we? Yeah, good.
That's pretty good.
It was a good game by the guys.
Vinny Curry stepped up a little bit too.
Yeah, Vinny's been playing like that. Vinny always plays like that. You saw the two intentional groundings. Those are sacks. You know, we really should have those two sacks, but, you know, he threw them into the ground and took the penalty. But the guys, I thought, did great individual efforts in their pass rush.
Do you see kind of a progression week to week over the last maybe 3 weeks with this group where, you know, they're getting closer and closer?
Last week we should have held them to 10.
Right.
You know, we got that last one on us. So, you know, we're really focused on turnovers and points allowed. And that's what we talk about often, and that's what we know that the greatest defense and the best defenses do. And right now we're turning the ball over. We're getting the turnovers at high rate, and the points are down.
Yeah. How proud of you?
Thanks,
how proud
man.
Of were you? I mean, they came right down the field, made it look really easy on the first drive, and then nothing.
Well, we have a mental tough group. I mean, mentally tough teams win the most games in the NFL. They really do. My whole career, if you have a group that are mentally tough and resilient and aren't going to fold and pout and turn on each other every time something goes wrong, because every NFL game you ever play in, something's going to go wrong. And the way our guys respond is what separates them.
How important is D'Amico in that role? Not only getting that turnover, but also the leadership and the energy at that point.
Oh, he's huge. You know, our big leaders, you know, Malcolm and Connor and D'Amico, all have that same personality out there. It's a calm, confident, easy guys. We'll get this right. You know, let's hang together. And D'Amico leads the way with that. That's just his personality, always has been. And then when you make plays like he made at the time he made it, it really was key. It was a pivotal point in the game.
Did you do something different?
Had matched up quite a bit with Beckham. How do you feel like he kind of held his own?
I thought he did nice other than the penalties. You know, each week you go in, you know what the officials are calling. We knew roughing the passer, and we didn't know that they kind of let their history had been to let you go a little bit more. And Max was just feeling it out and got a couple of penalties. You can't do it. You can't hold. But you got to kind of see how the referees are calling it, and they were calling it tight tonight.
Did you feel like it was a collective defensive effort? You know, Beckham didn't have a catch in the second half. Is that kind of a reflection on all
absolutely. It's how mentally tough our guys are. It really is. And they, you know, again, that first drive was tough to swallow. I mean, they made it look easy. And then our guys responded. So.